In New Orleans, a few diligent buyers are finding deals in the city's tough real estate market. Flooding from Hurricane Katrina left almost all of the homes damaged. Most buyers can't find undamaged, affordable houses, while sellers are having trouble getting rid of their flooded properties. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports there are still some once-in-a-lifetime bargains at both ends of the housing market.
If ever there was a historic New Orleans home, this towering yellow house with grand porches and lush gardens is it.
This is what would be considered a steamboat Gothic, 4 to 5 bedroom, 4 to 5 bath. We can walk over here. It also has a heated swimming pool. The mint here and the rosemary are part of the original property that would have been here for over 100 years that long.
Local realtor Anthony Posey recently did something unusual with this $1.3 million house. He sold it to a new family.
This is only the 8th time it's ever changed hands.
In 165 years?
There are houses in the Garden District that have never changed families.
Until now. Hurricane Katrina has managed to do what the Civil War, city fires, and the Depression couldn't. Get high-end historic homeowners in the Garden District to leave town. Anthony Posey says that means for the first time in a long time, there's space for newcomers in this old money neighborhood.
The million-dollar market is actually a buyer's market. There are deals to be had in the Garden District.
It's come as almost a shock to local realtors. And it's not just the buyers of the most expensive homes that are finding a sudden opportunity. It's also the buyers of what are now the city's cheapest homes, houses that took in sometimes 12 feet of water. Arthur Sturbco is president of Latter & Blum, the largest real estate company in New Orleans. He says families that never could have afforded their own homes are starting to buy and renovate the city's uninhabitable houses.
Typically, it's the younger people who are doing it. The elderly and the poor tend to move out and not come back. And those who come to replace them are young. And they've got the energy, the initiative, and they've just got that can-do spirit.
Welcome to the Casa de Wild. Huh?
Fred Wild and his wife, Christina Roy Wild, are standing in front of a brick one-story house in the once upper-middle-class neighborhood of Lakeview. Inside, it has no walls, no ceiling, no electricity. But to the Wilds and their two children, it might as well be a castle.
Being able to live in New Orleans and in Lakeview is a dream come true.
For me, it's the house. It's a four-bedroom house. Each kid will have, he'll have his own room, she'll have her room. We have an extra room. I mean, I never thought we'd have a four-bedroom house on a teacher's salary.
Yeah, we never would have.
Fred and Christina Wild bought this $250,000 house for $80,000. They figure it'll cost them about $40,000 to renovate themselves. It doesn't matter to them that when they move in, they'll probably be the only ones on the block. And even though the failed levees that swamped this neighborhood are still weak and just a block away, Christina Wild says they've stopped worrying about another hurricane.
We don't really look at it as a risk because we don't have a whole lot to lose.
Sometimes, though, they wonder about the previous family who did lose everything and moved away.
I think there's a part for both of us that feel a little funny about.
A little guilty, almost.
It helps assuage the guilt. Having my whole family having lost everything. Otherwise, I think we'd feel a little bit like carpetbaggers.
Out in the backyard, little Fred Wild is running in circles.
I like it.
His father likes it too.
I like the trees. These two big cypress trees. I think they're pretty and they smell nice and they're just about hammock sized. You know, that's going to be pretty nice if the bugs ever go away.
The Wilds are hoping to move in by December. Given the amount of work this house still needs, it may be a while before they get much use out of that hammock. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, New Orleans.